Welcome to Who Gives a Fuck? Who even cares? You know what I mean? No one likes me. I'm just kidding. That's from I Think You Should Leave. Totally kidding, guys, but we're going to start it off strong on the episode of Who Gives a Fuck. And then there's too many to count. I mean, I do know the episode. It's episode 79. Thank you for listening. Welcome back to a hell of a good time. Hell of a good time. That's what we should call it, because I just have the bestest time. I told my brother I was recording an episode, and he was just like, I'm like four episodes behind. And I go, dude, I don't give a fuck. I do it for me. But yeah, dude, thank you. Is this going to be an episode where I just say tits and shit? Like, I just cuss? If you heard a noise in the background, I just unzipped my pants. No, I locked the car that I'm in. It's my car. It's my vehicle. I'm not just like in a stranger's van. You know what I mean? I don't even like sweets. So a pedophile would never lure me in. What's the thing that I can't say? And I can't say a lot of things, but what's the one that I'm trying to think of? The point is, a pedophile would never get me. If they're like, hey kid, want some candy? I'm like, first off, I'm an adult. Second off, what kind of candy is it? Third off, no. Fifth off, I can't count. You can't bring me in your van if you got like lollipops. By the way, if you're gullible enough, not even gullible enough, if you know how like kids are like, hey, don't talk to strangers, and they know that, but then if they break that law because they're like, oh, a lollipop? Of all candy, it's a lollipop? Maybe you deserve it. I'm gonna let that sit. Good. It's good to be here. Good to be here. Maybe someone's going to lolly their pop. Okay, and we're moving on to the next thing that I'm making up. But yeah, it's good to be here. Episode 79. We're starting off weird, you know? I'm trying to think what... This is a good question. For me, I think. What... Would a pedophile, let's just say hypothetically that I'm a child. Let's say around 12, but I still got the mustache. So everyone's like, oh, dude, are you 18? I'm like, thanks, but no. Let's just say hypothetically I'm a child, not 12, because then I would know better. Let's say 6, because fucking kids, they don't know better. They go, oh, lollipop? Yeah, I like them in this scenario. So let's say I'm 6, okay? Let's say I'm walking. Let's just say all of this happens. And I'm walking about, you know, I'm going to Toys R Us, you know what I'm doing. I'm picking out, you know, trying to find some hot bitches at Toys R Us. Hey, Martha, yes? Want to play with my yo-yo? You don't have enough money for a yo-yo? I'm not talking about a yo-yo. What? These voices are too similar. I do voices. How do I not think of two different voices? Let me start over. So I'm going to be me, and then Martha is going to be a different voice, I guess. Hey, Martha! I guess that's how I think I talk. If I'm gonna be me, that's my voice I'm doing? Fuck it, we're going. Hey, Martha! What? You wanna see my yo-yo? You don't have enough money for a yo-yo? I ain't talking about a yo-yo. Why do I sound like that? God. I shouldn't even put him in this business. He has nothing to do with my madness. Maybe a little bit. I don't know. What do you guys think? Vote in at This Is American Idol. You can vote for Philip Phillips or the other guy. That was a water sip. Okay, so go back to the pedophile thing. So I'm at Toys R Us, you know, I'm hunting down bitches. I'm trying to get some Lego sets. And I'm leaving. And for some reason, my mom isn't there. Even though you're a child and the mom should be with you at all times. However, let's put a pause on the pedophile story. However, there is a Netflix show that takes place, I want to say, Japan. I want to say that, but I might be racist. I'm just going to stick with Japan because if I say China and Korea, and if I'm just like, it's one of those, then that makes me sound racist. You know, trying too hard is like, too much, you know what I mean? If you're trying too hard to not be racist, you might be a redneck. Fucked up the dumb joke. Fucked it up. And it's not even my joke. Stole that from a redneck. So, Now you know I like hillbillies. Fuck, that's what the pedophile would get me with. Open the van. Hey, young child, you want to see a redneck? I don't know why my characters in my stories, in my fake scenarios, talk funny. I think it's because I'm funny. Oh, that could be. That could be. That could be. Really, pulling my own. What's the fucking... Okay, we're going to start over. I'm going down an alley that makes no fucking sense. You know how people's like, hey, follow your own path. My path is going nowhere. There was no end to my path. You know how people's like, it's not about the destination, it's about the journey. Okay, but what if the journey takes you in a fucking ditch? What if the journey takes you to the fucking no man's land and you get shot by both ends from the Japs and the Germs? That's short for Japanese and Germany. And I don't even think they were fighting at the same time. Guys, let's just start over. Hi. I'm inside my mother's womb. Okay. So, where was I? Oh, yeah. Trying to hunt down some bitches at Toys R Us. Okay. So, I'm at the Lego section. And I leave. My mom isn't there. We already established that. And I'm walking home. Hold on. Hold on, guys. I didn't even tell you about the Japan show. So there's a show on Netflix. Takes place and I want to say Japan. I could be wrong and I could be racist. Let's just say I'm all the above. Okay, let's just say. It takes place there and the show is a documentary about little kids from ages, I don't even know. Like two to when they start walking, and it's all about them going to the store by themselves to pick up things. That's how safe Japan is. Oh, is it China? It might be China. Fuck, dude. Well, there goes my life. I don't know. What's it? You know, cancel me on Twitter, and then I'll cancel you. Hashtag me too. You'll say something, I'll go hashtag me too. And it's not the me too we're talking about. I'm sorry, guys. But. Oh, dude. If someone. Let me see if this is actually funny. But I have to say it out loud. If a sex offender farted a lot, would he get hashtag me too? Damn it. Yep, it wasn't funny. Wasn't funny. Well, we had to say it out loud. Now we know. Now we know our mistakes. That's not true. I'm probably going to say... I'm choking. Yeah, no, we have fun here. But, you know, let's start over. Hi. I'm now a child that has a bicycle. All right, so... Long story short, I come out of Toys R Us, okay, and... I'm walking home and a white van pulls up and this is long story short. This is actually short story long. I could easily just say I'm walking. A pedophile opens its van and says, hey, kid, you want to get in here? I have blank. I'm just trying to think of the blank. What would be the thing? It doesn't have to be food. And this is for you guys as well. If you're listening, if it's not candy, then what is it? What would be the thing that a pedophile would have to have for you to go to them in the white van and possibly, you know, change the rest of your future, change the way you think of things. After the incident happens, you're like, huh, I guess I'm never going to trust my uncle again. And I'm not saying the uncle touched you. In fact, the uncle's not even in the story, but the guy just looks like your uncle and now you can't trust anyone. And I totally get that. I respect that, you know. You got your traumatic things happen. But by the way, when I'm a kid, I'm looking hot. I'm looking hot. I got very short shorts on because I'm going to the gym. In this scenario, my 6-year-old self is going to the gym, you know, pulling 150s and pushing old ladies down the street. Also, I'm wearing Air Jordans. I don't know why I'm wearing Air Jordans, but And then I got a mohawk. Every kid with a mohawk, like, knows what they're doing. Except in this scenario, I don't know what I'm doing because I'm about to, you know, meet up with a pedophile. Not meet up. He doesn't have my number. But what's the thing for you guys? What would be the thing that a pedophile would... Can I say pedophile? I guess this is a pedophile episode. And I'm not going to title it that, but what... Whatever. Guys, we're going to start over. Okay? All right, let's just start over. Hi, I'm now a teenager skating with my first crush. Are we holding hands? No, because my hand is sweaty. Do we have a second date? No, because I'm too shy. Also, she's got a big nose. True story. Water sip. I'm still trying to think of the thing that a pedophile would have to have in his van for me to be like, though, okay. Because, you know, kids are fucking dumb. What? What would be the thing? Not even movies, because when I'm six, what was I even into six besides just, like, fucking banging bitches while building Legos? There's a tongue twister for you. When I was six, I was horny for Lego Star Wars and Bionicles. I Bionicle the shit out of a bitch. Oh, why do I squeal? Squeal me. What was I into? Oh, there was... Oh, this is a good one. There's a juice. There's a type of juice you can get at the store called Humex. I think it's Mexican because it starts with a J. Or Spanish or something. Starts with a J. It's J-U-M-E-X. And there's like an apostrophe E, I think. But it's pronounced Humex. Because if it's pronounced Jumex, then I just feel like Kanye. And that's a weird insult to call a Jewish person Jumex. Oh, is it like Jewish people in like a chip bag? Trail mix, Jumex? Eh, we've done better. I told you. The only way to know that a joke is not funny is if you say it out loud and get the reaction. And I also know that it's bad. That's what I'm trying to say. Oof. Sorry, there was like noise coming out of my mouth. And it was called a burp. Okay, here's the thing. You know how I have a speech impediment, right? That's not going to go away anytime soon. I tried to do speech therapy for 2 weeks and then I gave up. Actually, that's a lie. I did it for 2 days and I was like, fuck this. I'm just going to stay like this and I'm going to walk on my face. So even the stuff that I can't pronounce correctly, even the stuff I can pronounce correctly, I fuck up. I just said called, C-A-L-L-E-D, and I said like cowed. What is it, cowed? I don't know. I just noticed I fucked up. I had to acknowledge that. Okay, so the juice Humex, I think like strawberry and banana flavor Humex juice would, if they were like, hey, we got 2 gallons of Humex juice. Want to come in here? We're not going to have sex with you. And I would be like, oh, I would honestly have like 1 gallon of that and I'll have sex with you. That's how much I want it. And even though I'm a kid and I said I allowed it in a way, it's still unconsensual. It's still bad. You know, that guy's still going to get arrested. And then we go to court because, you know, he's suing me. I'm suing him. I don't know why we're in court, but let's just say. And they're like, I'm on the stand, right? But even though I'm sitting down, I'm very short, so I literally have to stand on the stand. And the other guy's lawyer says, why, if you allowed sex to happen, why are you suing us? And I'm like, look, I can be guilty. I just want more Humex juice. Humex? Is it Humex? Fuck. I don't know. I think it's just called Humex juice, okay? So we got it. So we figured it out. Pedophiles would have to buy a couple gallons of Humex juice, and I'll drink it all, and then I'll be like, let's get it on. And then they'll be like, really? And then I'll be like, just kidding. And then I'll fucking run out of there like the Roadrunner. Beep, beep. And I'll go like that. Beep, beep. I'll eat it really fast, like in the Looney Tunes show where like Roadrunner is like pecking the way he, you know how the way birds eat? They like peck their food. And what's his name? Wile E. Coyote traps him with free bird seed. And then, you know, Wile E. Coyote does it, tries to do a trap. I mean, you guys get it. I kind of feel bad for the guy, even though all he wants to do is eat him. I kind of feel bad for Wile E. Coyote. Water sip. And we have established that we're starting over. So, hi. I'm Gregory. I'm now 22 years old. The year is 2029? No, 2019? How old was I when I was... how old? 4 years ago, 2019? I'd guess. The year is 2019. I'm still in college. Am I having fun? It depends what class. Am I liking someone? Let's hope not. Do I have a crush on someone else? Let's really hope not. Is it a guy? Maybe. Is it my professor? No. Shaking his, nodding his head. No. Who is it? What Pokemon is it? Who's that Pokemon? It's Steinkula. It's a middle-aged man. Fuck! Alright, it's Humex. That's it. That's the juice. So, deal pedophiles. You know, the Michael Jacksons, the R. Kellys, the grandpa. If you wanna fuck 6-year-old me, buy some juice. You know? So, we already talked about the newest Scream movies, and I think I've slowly talked about, I mean, in the past, I've talked about, like, why, which one is good, and which one, but I basically gave my review in the past of the Scream franchise. I'm sure I've done it 2 or 3 times in an episode, in previous episodes. I'm not gonna get into it again, because that's, my review of Scream 6 is already out. I mean, I have other notes after that podcast was released, but too late. It's too late, Greg. But what I'm very excited for is two of my brothers and my cousin will binging the Scream movies because they want to see Scream 6, and I've got them hooked on the Scream movies, and right now we're on Scream 4, and we've watched them all together. I mean, I was late watching Scream 2, but it is probably my favorite franchise. It is my comfort franchise. I would say that. My comfort franchise. It's, I love them. I love them. One Scream 4 right now. We finished Scream 5. My cousin said that's so far his favorite one. That's not a bad one to pick. I like that one. I like them all. I would say Scream 4 is my least favorite at the moment. I don't know. Scream 5 is, I don't know. I have an issue. I have issues with both of them, but we don't need to get into it. But Scream 1, one of my brothers was like, that was awesome. My other brother was like, how have I not seen these? Which is what my sister said when we watched the Scream movies. So watch the Scream movies. They're better than you think. That's going to be the that's what pedophiles say when the kids are like, no, I don't want any candy. But the pedophile has to say something to get them in. What? They're better than you think. Really? What kind of candy is it? It's a lollipop. Okay, you win. There's going to be a noise in the background. It's just going to be me shutting the glove compartment. Okay, so just give me 2 seconds. Here's the noise. Just kidding. I farted. Here's the noise. All right. But we're watching the Scream movies, and I've never been more proud. I love them so much. And they're trying to figure out who the killer is, like my cousin and my brothers, and I love that. They said Scream 2 wasn't that good, and they said they like Scream 1 better. Scream 1 is the best one. I like Scream 3. I like Scream 2. But I don't know which one is the second. I don't know. Scream 2 and Scream 3 I like. I think Scream 2 is my second favorite. Yeah, just because I like Randy, the movie node. You know what I mean? But Scream 5 and then Scream 6, boy. Here we go. And then we got stuff to talk about. Then we got stuff to talk, you know? You know, then we got it. I think we got it. So I finished the Looney Tunes show. I think it's just called the Looney Tunes show. It was made in 2011 and it's so fucking funny. So there's only two seasons. The first season, almost every episode is hilarious. The second season, not every episode is hilarious. And when it's not funny, it's still entertaining, but it's just like, you could have added better, you could have, shoulda, woulda. There's a Gandhi joke. No. Gouda. No, not Gouda. Buddha. Buddha, Kuda, Wuda. The Looney Tunes show is so funny. It reminds me of like peak seasons of SpongeBob, the comedy. There was a joke that Daffy Duck came out of the shower and he has a towel wrapped around him. And his girlfriend, Tina, which is like, that's a weird fucking name. What is his actual, does he have a girlfriend for real life? I know Donald does, but I don't know Donald Duck's girlfriend either. I guess I just don't know women. Sorry, that's just me breathing. All right, let's start over. But Donald Duck's girlfriend, Tina, is downstairs looking upstairs, and Daffy Duck is wearing a towel, came out of the shower looking downstairs, looking upstairs. I don't know. Looking at Tina. Fuck. And what was it? Oh, yeah. Donald Duck goes, what are you doing here? What are you doing here? I'm trying to do the voice. What are you doing here? And then Tina goes, I'm here for our date. Isn't that why you got out of the shower? And Donald Duck goes, no, there was peanut butter on my back. And that's like the best joke. That's the best joke. There was an episode where freaking Donald Duck goes, oh, Lord, my Lord. And he was like crying or something. I think it was him. There was an episode that made me cry. And it's animated comedy. And it made me sad. Realistically. How? Why? But Daffy Duck is the only funny one in that. I think. Yeah. Daffy Duck is just so funny because he doesn't know when he's messing up. There's something about like in sitcoms and comedy and stand-up and everything where the character is cocky but they don't know that like when they mess up, they think they're just perfect. And then when they mess up, like confidence is funny to me because then when you're confident and then when you do something wrong, like you mess up or something, you try to have to play it off. But we know you're embarrassed. You're just trying to play it off. You're trying to give a reason to not look dumb. And that's why the sketch comedy show I Think You Should Leave is like, oh, that's one of my favorite TV shows. I don't know why I said oh like that. I thought we were talking about my top five favorite TV shows. Sorry, no, we're not going to talk about that. I Think You Should Leave, SpongeBob, Walking Dead, and Practical Jokers, and a fifth one. Probably that one on Netflix that I'm being racist about. I don't know. I don't even want to be around anymore. It's from I Think You Should Leave. You should check it out. But, Ting. What was I talking about? What the fuck was I even talking about? We're gonna start over. We're gonna dump this... How long has it been? Half an hour? No. 25 minutes, something like that. We're going to dump it. Just dump this one. That idea of dumping is also from I Think You Should Leave. You should check it out. And I've talked about that show before in an episode. So we're just not going to bring it up. But the Looney Tunes show, watch that. There's only 25 episodes or 26 episodes in each season. Only two seasons. Each episode is like 20 minutes, 22 minutes, and it's fucking good. I was going to tell you the very first joke of the show, but I want you to watch it. But like the second it starts, it takes about 10 seconds for the first joke to hit. It's actually, The second line of the show is the punchline. The very first line of the show is a setup. And then the second line is a punchline. Boom. So watch it. Daffy Duck is funny. Bugs Bunny is bothering me because he knows he is funny. And that's not really the confidence I'm talking about. I'm talking about the confidence where, like, you walk around and you think nothing's going to happen to you. Like Daffy Duck. Or Daffy Duck. I was going to say Donald, but don't vote for him again. We've had enough. Just stop. Where are you, Donald? Why can't I find you? Oh, is it because I unfollowed you on Twitter and everyone should do the same? I told myself to stop singing in podcasts and I've really let myself down. I think every single time I break a promise, every single time I break a promise, I add a day in my life. Okay, so I plan to end my life maybe in 10 years from now, okay? But now I have to add a day. I'm looking forward to the end of my life, but now I gotta add a day. I'm like, ugh, now I gotta add another day to this? All right, I guess I gotta go buy some Humex. Hey, grown men, open that door. But we don't even want you. I said open the door! Anyways, watch the Looney Tunes show. It's so funny. You can stop watching, honestly, after the second season, because it's like, it's like, I would say it's funny every 4 episodes on average on season 2. Every episode of season 1, almost every episode of season 1 is hilarious. I probably missed a few episodes just because I was like cooking in the kitchen or pissing in the bathroom or taking dumps in the bathroom or pissing in the kitchen, taking dumps in the kitchen, cooking in the bathroom. I do make a good pea pasta. Is it the piss or is it the vegetable pea? Is a pea a vegetable? What if a pea, you know those peas like the vegetables? What if they peed peas? And then someone's like, what are you doing in there? They're like, I'm peeing. And they go, but you're a vegetable, you don't pee? And they go, no, I'm peeing peas. And they're like, you mean the little peas? They're like, no, because I'm a pee. Guys, is this joke even funny? I think we got it. I think we get it. You know what I mean? I dissect jokes for so long. Not dissect them, but I say a joke for so long that I need to, at some point, I need to stop. This is the issue with me. If I want to make someone laugh or if I need to make myself laugh, I continue until I do or I give up. And I need to continue to try, okay? That's what comedians do. And I'm trying to be one of those. I told my work a couple days ago that I'm going back to California soon. And they go, why California? And I go, well, I lived there for 6 years beforehand and I'm just trying to go back to like pursue a career in acting or stand-up and writing, but I didn't want to tell them that, but I like writing as well. Acting and stand-up, just like, I don't know. I think it's because honestly, and if we're telling truths now, two truths and one lie, that was on accident. There's a dick in my throat. And I don't say writing as a career because it's part of my speech impediment and I'm embarrassed. You guys figure out which one's the lie and which one are the two truths. Here's a hint. Just kidding, that was just a sound effect. Yeah, there's no dick in my mouth. Why do I say that like I'm disappointed? Yeah. I got the Monday blues. Why? Well, my mouth isn't full. Well, go eat something. Nah, that's not what I'm talking about. You guys get it. I don't have to dig myself a hole every fucking episode, every joke. Whatever, dude. What was I even talking about? Looney Tunes show, dick, speech. Oh, yeah. So I told them that I'm going back to California for acting and stand-up. And someone goes, she goes, I think you'd be a good comedian. Would, as in I haven't done it already. And I go, oh, thank you. I've actually been doing it for 8 years. So I think I'm pretty good at it. And she goes, oh, nice. But I like how people, like, they don't know my funny side. Honestly, this is true. This is honest to God true. If I don't care about you as a friend, or like you as like, if I don't care about you staying in my life, I'm not gonna put in the energy and the funny and the silly that I usually am. Not even usually, just like, I know what I'm capable of comedy wise and entertainment wise for the most part. Sometimes I'm exhausted, sometimes I'm a wreck, sometimes I'm a mess. But if I'm comfortable with you, and if I think you deserve my, oh, this is, am I Daffy Duck? This is so fucking cock of me. Cocky, which is Spanish for cock. Who am I? Jean Valjean? If I don't care about you in my life, then I'm not going to give you the energy that I usually like to put out. Not in a sex way. Not in a sex way. But also it's a sex way at the same time. If I don't care about you, then I'm not going to put out. And I'm going to sew that on a pillowcase. You guys get it. Guys, let's just fucking start over. Oh my gosh. I'm getting hot. I'm getting hot and bothered. There's fucking dogs barking in the background. My neighbor showed up. And I don't know, dude. It was something about the way she was looking at me. Here's the thing. She was minding her business. But I didn't like what she was wearing, and now my energy is down. Does that ever happen to you? Well, like, you look at someone, and it's not by their face, okay? Because you're not that much of an asshole. I am, definitely. But, like, you look at someone the way they're dressed. And here's the thing. I know I can dress well almost every day, but sometimes I choose comfortability over dressing nice. And that's me. And I'm doing me. And you do you. And you do. Either in the bathroom or in the kitchen. Look, I can't tell you what to do. Still got it. Watch the Looney Tunes show. It was funny how, like, my coworker was like, oh, I think you'd be a good stand-up. Thanks, but I already am. Cha-ching. Don't know why I said cha-ching. It sounds kind of racist, if you ask me. But, you know, watch that Netflix show. You can decide. I don't think they say that. Who am I? Jean Valjean? Bro, can we talk about Les Mis for a hot minute? Les Mis, you know how, like, it's a musical? People say it's a musical. Actually, here's the thing. We're not going to talk about Les Mis. I feel like that's a very niche audience. And Les Mis, it's, like, not good enough to give a half of my podcast to. I'll briefly mention it. I'll briefly say how, like, Hugh Jackman was amazing. I mean, everybody was amazing in it except Russell Crowe. I think he even knew that. That's why he fell off a bridge. By the way, that wasn't even in the script. He was just tired of his own voice. We were like, we don't like you singing. He was like, same. And then he, you know, jumped. Well, who I fell. Tripped. In quotes. Trip. Out quotes. I know I sniff a lot. Leave me alone. But wait, I have a question for you guys. Do you hear the people sing? Singing the song of Angry Men? I bought Into the Heights and I haven't even seen it yet. But I didn't know it. But the main character in Scream 5 is in Into the Heights. Or In the Heights. Into the Heights? In the Heights. It's In the Heights. My bad, Lin-Manuel Miranda. Let me read you your last name. Lin-Manuel Miranda. Is that his name? Lin-Miranda Manuel? Is he Hawaiian or is he just happy to see me? You know what I mean? Guys, is it sad that I want to freestyle? I saw, what's his name? It describes my legs and it's what I order at Donald's. Oh, Harry Mac. Get it. Donald's. McDonald's. Mac. Micmac. Wait, never mind. For a second, I got... Ugh, fuck, dude. You know, not every joke can be a good one. Not even every joke can be an average one. But some jokes can be the perfect size. And that's what I tell my future wives. And that's what... Are we going to dump this episode? Let's just start over. Let's end it right here. No, let's keep going. Let's round it up. We could talk about... No, I've talked about Toy Story movies. God, what is there? What else is there? But yeah, I was saying, like, if I... I think I've said this before, even in an episode. If I don't think you're going to give me the energy that I want in my life, whether it's funny, whether it's knowledgeable, whether it's entertaining, anything, then I'm not going to give you the same thing. And a few people right now in my life, I'm just saying, I'm not talking about family members, but I'm not talking about friends, but you know what I mean? I'm not talking about strangers on the street, but big old but. But you know what I mean? There's some people also. Also, here's a thing that I do. If someone's doing a joke, and I've been doing this for quite some time now. If someone's doing a joke that I don't think is funny, but they're trying to be funny, or they're trying to get me to laugh, but I don't like pretending to laugh. That's a huge thing of me. I hate pretending to laugh, and I hate people who also pretend to laugh just to make the other person feel good. No. You know what's going to make them feel... You know what's going to make them future self feel good? Knowing that the joke wasn't funny and have them being improved on it. Now they're improved. And I know you're like, but you don't know every funny. There's different versions of funny. Sure, there's different versions of funny. And I know all of them. I don't give you all of them. You know what I mean? I'm Daffy Duck. Let's start over. Hi, I'm Daffy Duck. And I'm despicable. There was an episode of Looney Tunes where he said to Bugs Bunny, I thought he was going to say you were despicable, but he said you were disgraceful. What an opportunity missed. Sometimes I forget how to breathe. Sometimes I don't forget how to, I just forget to. Which is also what I do in the bathroom. I tutu. Here's a joke you can use. Here's a kid's joke that I made up. Even though we're talking about pedophilia, and at this point, if you're a kid, you're probably not listening to this episode. But if you want to listen now, jump back in, fast forward a little bit, you can hear this joke that I made up. And this is for anybody. This is for anybody. I will say you plagiarized it if you put it in an essay or if you say it in a stand-up joke. And it's probably not going to be that funny to you guys. And I'm also hyping up the joke that it's not that funny. It's like a kid's dad joke. But why did the chicken cross the cow? Why did the chicken cross the cow? To get to the auto side. The auto side? Because the nipples are autos? I think... The only reason why I think that is because there's an episode of That's So Raven where Raven goes to some house in the middle of the nowhere, in the middle of the nowhere, we're sticking with it, to meet her relatives that she's never met, and one of them is milking a cow, and she's trying to teach Raven how to milk the cow, and she goes, no, you got to pull the otters, and then Raven goes, the otter what? The otter, the other what? Or the auto, you guys get the joke. She goes, the auto what? She thinks she says the other what? You gotta pull the auto. Now I gotta Google if it's an auto. Or is it just cow tits? There was an OEVO. You guys know what OEVO is? I've explained it, but I'm just gonna quickly tell it again. OEVO was like Vine after Vine was Vine when Vine was done. Then OEVO. OEVO was the exact same thing as Vine. It was an app. You record 7 seconds, 6 seconds. And then you just, upload it and see how many likes and shit you get. But it took me so long to make it. And I was actually getting frustrated because it was a timing thing. There was people making noise in the hallway. This was the OEVO. It was basically a Vine. But I'm holding glasses and I say... this is stupid. It's actually kind of funny too. It took me so long to do it. And at one point I was like, I uploaded it and I'm like, fuck it. I'm only uploading it because it took me so long. So I might as well upload it, because then if I don't, it's just going to be a waste of time. And then I showed it to my sister and she was like, why were you hesitant to upload it? It's funny. I was just annoyed that it took me so long. So like for me, the funny was gone, but it was still funny, I guess. But the Oevo was, do you have big tits? Do you think the stuff in your tits tastes good? Hi, welcome to milking it. I'm a cow. That's the bit. Who am I? And that question has been asked multiple times. Dude, check this fucking shit out. Check this. Why don't you put this in your sock and twist it and spin it around like Sam from iCarly? Just check it out. Me and my brother were watching Jeopardy. I'm a Jeopardy guy. Okay. If I'm watching TV around that time and there's a different show I like. Oh, The Simpsons. Sorry, I farted, and then I wanted to tell you that I think The Simpsons at the moment is my fifth favorite episode. My fifth favorite TV show. But if Jeopardy's on, I'm gonna watch it. I gotta get more knowledge in the old brain. Sorry, I'm not knowledgeable in the... Fuck. What? I just said it too. And that's the bit. You guys get it? All right, we got it. But me and my brother were watching Jeopardy. And you know how, like, they give you the answer? And you got to figure out what the question is. What is, you know, what is Kung Fu fighting? Who is Machine Gun Kelly? And why does he sing like that? You know, those questions. So the answer was something, something rotten these. I don't remember what it was. It was like rotten, like Rotten Tomatoes, but it wasn't tomatoes. It was just like rotten these blank. And here's the thing. The question was, what is potatoes? That's the answer. You guys get it. You guys been out. You guys been outside. You guys get life. You know what I mean? But my brother goes... Before they said, what is potatoes? My brother goes, what is Germany? And he was not doing a bit. He was not trying to be funny. And that's the Daffy Duck. I'm Daffy Duck in the cocky aspect. My brother is Daffy Duck and everything else. By the way, I should upload a picture of him. He's an actual duck. Quack, quack. But... what is Germany? And that's the joke that I'm trying to, like, it's the same joke. The very first joke of the Looney Tunes show. They're watching a show like that. Like a trivia show. And I don't want to say the joke because it's very funny. But that's the same idea. How, like, the TV trivia show is giving a question. And the answer is so off. So fucking off. So off, like, give me a second. So off, like, electricity in the Amish country. So off like that? I don't know. And that's the bit? Question mark? And that's the bit? Is that what the bit is? Is that the joke? Sorry, you guys won't get it. That's from I Think You Should Leave. Watch it so you guys get my references. Or if you just want to get my other references, then here's my resume. I see your references is your mom. Yeah, I babysitted for a while at your mom's house. Yeah, is that good to put on your resume? I'll never know. For a while. Yeah, dude, for a while on my resume. I do need to update it for sure. But it was babysitting at my mom's babysitting company, whatever. She was like, they're like, oh, you worked for your mom. I'm like, yeah. How did she deal with situations? She usually just manipulated us into spanking ourselves. No, she beat me. She beat the shit out of me with a spoon. Wooden? No, Pisces. But Jeopardy, I fucking love. I want to keep watching it. I want to get on it. Dude, my ex, we would watch Jeopardy a couple times. And she was like, I want to sign up for Jeopardy. I want to, like, try to audition for it. And then I was like, then do it. And she was like, no, I'm too scared. Really? You're too scared? All right. Well, done. If you can't even audition for a thing because you're too scared, but you love it. If you think you're going to get money, you think you know a lot of stuff, but no, I don't want to get rejected. I'm going to make me feel bad. Oh, dude, your self-esteem is so low. It's Han. It's Han. Fuck, dude. It's mispronouncing Jason's last name. Jason Solo. It's Jason Derulo's song. Minus, you know, the verb. Riding solo. Is that a verb? Jumping. Yeah. I guess so. Jeopardy's funny, dude. I wanna go on. I wanna audition. Like, know all of my shit. And then every answer that I give, or every question that is the answer, like what is, why, who, when, what, how, you know, the seven of them.
Hold on.
Sorry, I mispronounced pond. I shitted. I want to get on Jeopardy and give my answers, but like they're way off. I want to intentionally lose, but I somehow still want to win. I just want to play against people that's very stupid. By the way, also, one of the categories for round one was television then and now. And how many columns? Yeah, how many columns is it? Is each category? One, there's 204, there's 2, 4, 8, 12, 2, 4, 8, 12. I think there's 5 or 6. I think there's 5 or 6. I don't know. But I got all of the column or the row. Yeah, I think it's the row. I don't know. I didn't finish. I can't audition for Jeopardy because I don't know the difference between the two. That's how sad it is. It's got to be one of them. But yet I'm smart enough to get all of those right in the category of television then and now, except one. I didn't get one. And then round two, it was TV characters, and I got all of them but two, I think. I think all of them but two. Yeah. So I guess I'm a smarty pants. Dude, remember Between the Lions when there was a Smarty Pants guy? You guys haven't seen it. Ugh, you guys don't get it. Did you guys hear about the pizza joke? Because 8, 9, 10. Why did the chicken cross the road? Because it was cheesy. What do you get when you cross two dumb jokes with a podcast? Starting over. This episode is a metaphor of my life. I want to just start over. Hi, I'm back in my mom's womb. Push! No. Pull out. Okay, because I want to end my life eventually. Why didn't my dad just pull out? I don't want to be here. My life is like a party that someone invited me to. I keep looking at my watch, and I'm like, guys, I don't want to be here. Can someone do something about it? I'm morbidly funny. All right. I think we're going to end it. Yeah, I think we're done. All right, guys. This has been an interesting one. I'm not going to lie. I like it. I like almost every episode in a way. This is a fine one. This one's not too bad. But ain't I a stinker? Stinker? What is wrong with me, for one? Question two. What is the deal with me not pronouncing things? Ain't I a stinker? Does he actually say... Whatever. And what is Germany? Which question did my brother say? Here's a hint. It was Germany. He said it 9 times. He said it no times? What? All right, I can tell I'm losing a little bit of steam because I'm not making any goddamn sense. So we're going to end it here. So, you know, thank you guys for listening to episode Who Gives a Fuck? So I guess we're calling it that. I know what episode it is. It's episode 79. Flip it over. It's 69 minus the carry the... See what I mean? We're not making any goddamn sense. I disappoint myself sometimes, I'm not going to lie. But at least I know, okay? I know what to give. And I know who I am. And I was going to see, here's the thing. I was going to say another dumb joke that had to do with nothing because I'm not making any goddamn sense. And that's the bit. All right, we're going to get going. So thank you. Like, you know, tell your friends about this podcast. I enjoy doing it. Not every episode is a swing and a miss, but when an episode is good, it's a goddamn home run. I am the Babe Ruth of podcast. Well, like I'm, everyone says like, oh, I hit a lot of home runs because, you know, but because I hit so many home runs, I had to hit a lot of misses and strikes and bowling and, you know, bowling. So tell people about this episode, not about this episode specifically, but tell people about the podcast and then they can decide what they want to do with it. You know, do I want to say this? Are we going to end it on this? Yeah, we've talked about pedophilia. I mean, there's really, all we can go now is go down on. I mean, we were just talking about pedophilia. You guys want to put two and two together? You guys want to finish that joke? Go down on a child? No. Speaking of Vine, let's bring that back. You guys get the sitch. You guys get the Kim Possible quote. I'm going to get going. So thank you guys for listening to episode Who Gives a Fuck. Honestly, who does? I think I'm losing it. At life, which is why I want to end it all. And at any game, any sports game. I'm not athletic. I'm a walking dog toy. Go get the stick. You mean me. Go get the stick. You mean Gregory. All right, I'm gonna peace outie. So thank you guys for listening to episode 79. Dude, next episode is gonna be episode 80. I'll try to get like a guest again next week. I don't know if you guys like guests. I don't know if you don't. I sometimes do. I sometimes don't. I don't know. I've liked everybody that's been on mine so far. So yeah, I'll see if I get someone a guest on again. We'll find out. But all right, I'm gonna be outie. Be outie and tell these people something they don't know about me. Was that Eminem or it was Shakespeare? Or was it Helen Keller? Two truths, one lie. One truth, two lies. You get it. All right. Thanks again. Bye.